putting this in the chat, and then we'll move on to the next case. Cole, Kevin, do you have anything else?
Not for
No,
me.
sir. And
Nothing.
I'd put the link for the master plan in the chat as well.
Yep, I have definitely seen that. I clicked your link, and we definitely have a copy of that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, guys.
Appreciate it.
All right. Next case up is item number three, PR 2020-4596. This is a third submittal for a site plan MNDFT for a 175 unit development off of Universe. Is the applicant's team here for this one?
Scott Anderson is here.
Oh, Scott. Hello again.
And Donnie Dunneman's here as well.
All right. Hey, Donnie. All
Hello.
right. If you would, just please briefly describe the responses that you had to the comments on your second submittal.
Well, I think the main ones had to do with the landscape plan. We actually had an older landscape plan that didn't match the site plan. So, we updated the site plan on the landscape plan, and I think we didn't have enough trees, and there are just a lot of comments on the landscape plan on the second submittal. So I think we took care of most of them. I think we're good on the utility and the grading and drainage, and there were a few comments on the site plan that we had addressed. So, yeah, that kind of sums it up.
All right, thanks. All right, let's go to staff comments. David with Water Authority.
This is David with Water Authority. I have no objection. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Tiquan with Hydrology.
You want to go to code enforcement first?
Oh, sorry. Conchetta, sorry.
Teta here. Code enforcement, we have actually, I think I'm going to add another comment in here. Provide the heat mitigation features for the west-facing facades. I didn't see any indication of how you're screening or putting some sort of heat mitigation on the western facades of those buildings. The other thing, I'm looking at it real closely and, or real quickly, and I don't even know if I have the best site plan. I just opened one and I came. I'm not so sure you're screening the lights from the parking spaces on the universe side. I would suspect you've already touched that, so I don't know if I'm just missing something, whether you're putting a short wall or something in there to actually, I'm looking for the landscape plan now. But that, other than that, we have no further comments. Do we have the landscape plan in this packet that shows universe buffered from the parking lights?
We do. We did
I'll
submit
look
a
for it right now
landscape
as
plan.
well.
Okay, like I said, I'm having trouble finding it in this grouping, but then my computer slowed down because we're on a Zoom meeting, so I have too
And
much going on here.
there are trees along Universe there for
Not
screening.
trees.
Oh.
It's not trees. You're supposed to be screening, and I think, oh, I see
Oops.
it. No, now I do see it. You put that little wall there on Universe, so
No,
that's
wait,
what
I
actually.
pulled up the wrong one. That's my fault. Hold on one second.
Oh no, well then that was my answer. That was the wrong answer. So along Universe, you should have at least either a dense set of landscaping to avoid the lights from shining onto Universe, or a screen wall that does that. I don't I I'm not having a I'm having a hard time finding it in my queue here.
I'm looking at the site plan, and we're calling out a 4 foot 10 inch wrought iron fence there.
But the wrought iron fence is not going to screen the headlights for the
Yeah.
cars.
Okay.
So I need at least a landscape buffer dense enough to either screen the lights, and it's got to be something of an evergreen nature so that it's not only for the summertime, and or a wall along that universe side. I think you're far enough away, and I could be wrong on the spinning wheel, but that's a requirement that I didn't catch, and I assumed it was sitting long enough that somebody else caught it. Like spinning ball, in order for you not to screen that, those parking spaces have to be 30 feet away from the right of way. And I don't think they are.
Oh, okay, 30 feet.
And Conchetta, that was included in the landscaping comments as well.
Like I said, I did these real fast yesterday, so I went through it, and if my computer wasn't, because these were big files, and I was not having the success I wanted to opening them.
Did you happen to check the variance for the 6-foot-tall wrought iron fence? Because that was among the previous comments of code enforcement. I'm not sure if that one is addressed.
The 6-foot wall, because it's an apartment complex, as long as they're doing a wrought iron fence, they don't need a variance for that. They only need a, yeah, they need to provide screening for the headlights. That's in the parking regulations. So I don't know if anything gets done, it would be going back to DHO for a waiver if you don't want to screen the lights. Hold on a second, I'll give you the section. Landscaping, parking lot. That's section 14, 16, 5, 6, F, 1, two, actually, yeah, 1, I, 2, A. So I didn't see it. I see the fencing. I didn't see the screening, for those headlights. I think the only way to get not have to do that would be getting a DHO waiver. It wouldn't be a variance.
Okay.
Hey, Conchetta, is that in section? Would that be a waiver to section 5.3, 5.4, or 5.5 of the ADO?
It's 5-6. I
Okay,
think five.
so the DHO doesn't have authority to waive 5.6.
So then they
It would
would
have
have to. I don't know how to
DHE.
get a waiver to a. I don't know how to get a variance to a requirement like that because it's not a distance, it's a screening requirement. So you either screen it one way or another way. You either do a wall or you do landscaping. There's no variance to the screening aspect.
Okay, well, I just know the DHO couldn't waive any requirement in
In
five
five,
six.
six. Okay, fair
Yeah.
enough. I knew the 5.5s, 5.4, and I thought 5.6 was included in that.
Nope.
I can't keep track of all this stuff. I just know enough to be dangerous.
Well, hopefully, Mr. Dunman, hopefully, Donna, you can just meet that requirement.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I don't see that that will be an issue. We'll take care of it. Donnie and I will coordinate whether we do it with planting material or a screen wall. I think we also have the advantage of some topography in this location to address that comment.
And I, you know, if you're going to do the screen wall, I think you can alter, you can actually split it. Half of it can be the, because this is covering the street, you can do half wrought iron and half the brick wall instead of trying to squeeze a lot of stuff in a little area.
Certain.
It's just got to be view fencing surrounding it. There's a section that allows you to have the view fencing around apartment complexes. So this would be one of those areas.
All right. Do you have anything else, Conchetta?
Nope, that's it for me.
All right. Thank you. All right. Let's go to Tiquan Chen with hydrology. Mr. Chen.
The Quan Chen hydrology has an approved Hydrology has an approved revised conceptual gradient drainage plan with engineer stamp date of 10/24/2023. Hydrology has no objection. Just a reminder for future development, a full-blown construction, a gradient drainage plan will be required. That's all from hydrology.
All right, thank you very much. Mr. Armijo?
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. Transportation has an approved TIS dated November 29th, 2022, and an approved TCL dated November 22nd, 2023. I did have no objection here, but I want to point something out real fast as I'm looking at this landscaping plan right here. I see your clear sight triangles, and I see trees sitting right in those clear sight triangles.
Okay, got it. We'll take care of that.
Yeah, so we have no objection. Just make sure that you don't have anything interfering in the clear sight triangles.
Right, thank you.
Ernest, could you chime in a little bit on this, on the clear sight
Sure.
triangles? Is there a height on the trees that they can get away with if they're over a certain
Actually,
size?
you cannot do it with trees because the clear sight triangle is between 3 foot and 8 foot, and unless you put in a fully mature tree where the canopy is already above 8 feet, and they
Okay.
don't sell those.
Okay, fair enough. Just figured I'd check and see.
All right, thanks, guys. All right, I think Robert's up for planning.
That's me. Hi, this is Hannah Olick with planning.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. And thank you for addressing most of the comments for the planning. And so I'm going to just go over real quick. We're still having some discrepancies in numbers, square footages that I have mentioned on your landscape plan, the one that Robert was sharing before this one, if he could share it again. The northern portion of your property is not visible on your landscape plan. So we can't see because there is landscaping behind it that I can't see because it kind of cuts at some point. So if you can fix that so we can look at the northern edge also. We had comments on trees, alternating them and the tree species. The type of grass was not specified, whether or not it was a cool season or warm season grass, and whether or not it complied with our codes. That one was not mentioned. There was an item for your bicycle parking space that I called
Yeah.
out.
For clarification on that, it's a two bike locker. And I believe I included the cut sheet on that. So if there's a discrepancy on number there, perhaps that's what it was. I think we tried to graphically represent that, but each locker is a two bicycle locker. But that's something we can handle offline.
Okay. Oh, sure. Thank you. And I have all the tree species that you could use. You had included like 80 New Mexico olives, and those are like large shrubs slash small trees. And if you're planting them underneath other large trees, then they're considered shrubs, not trees. So we want to break that number up. I've included some more like columnar trees that you could use that are not that big of a canopy, as well as some of the other species you'd used. I've provided options to replace those. Tree planting detail needed modified. Another one of your site triangles had shrubs that would grow to taller than 3 feet. So I called those out also. That one I believe was on the eastern edge of the project. Some notes were missing that I mentioned there. What Conchetta was pointing out, that same section, 56F1I, you also need front lot edge buffer that has certain number of trees as well as a continuous line of evergreen shrubbery, 3 feet in height. So pay attention to that one also. And I have actually marked up your plan. Also the southern edge along the spinning ball. You're not having that buffer, so I did mention that in your comments. And some of your along the pedestrian like sidewalks inside your within your site boundaries, because you do need trees along the sidewalks. Some areas didn't have any trees. I did mark those up for you. And then there is, well, on screening of mechanical equipment and support areas, I needed something clarified on your keyed notes because you had two different keyed notes for those areas. Again, on your windows and west elevation heat mitigation, if you can mark those, label those, that would be great. And a couple of your elevations didn't comply with the building design code. That one I have also explained in detail for you. There's also section 57D3C for mixed use multifamily residential. The area between the wall and the property line shall be landscaped with at least two trees and six shrubs every 25 feet along the length of the wall. So that is another code that make sure you are complying with. And that pretty much were my comments. Do you have any questions?
No. Actually, one. I regarding the building areas,
Yes.
I did notice that they weren't matching up, but you listed I guess some one place on the site plan it labels the building footprint 31,561 square feet. And I didn't see where that was. I
Okay.
only see the building footprint of like 91,000 or 93,000 or something.
Okay. I will send it to you
Oh, okay.
after the meeting. I'll just screenshot and send it to you. Not sure, maybe you're having a different plan than what I was reviewing, but we can clear that out for sure.
Yeah.
And Robert, can you please scroll up a little bit on the landscape plan? So yeah, do you see that northern edge is kind of cut off? And that was also in your previous plan that you'd submitted. We had the same issue. The site continues. There is another kind of like strip of landscaping right above where those trees are. So if you can please fix that.
Yeah, well, should have extended the view there, but the property line is actually shown on the plan, but we'll adjust the viewport there to show
Okay.
more, and we'll label that property line to make it clear.
Awesome. Thank you. And the trees that you're proposing, they need to be alternated. We don't want to have two same type of trees next to one another because in the future, potentially if there is any disease, it will kill the whole, line of trees.
Okay.
So, yeah. And let me know if you have any other questions.
That's all I had. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks guys. Hey Scott, Donnie, when it comes to code enforcement comments, do you have any issue? Do you see any issues meeting those comments?
I don't foresee any issue on those. I think our heaviest lift is with landscape. As far as building design, I think that we can just handle that offline as a separate, one-on-one breakaway if that's amenable.
Hannah, how many comments do you have left to be addressed?
I have several. Some of them are
Reason.
just notes. I mean, we could work offline. I'm not seeing a major comment. All of those are like pretty pretty much easy to address, but there are several of them right now.
Well, it sounds like, unlike last case, we are all in agreement with what's required and meeting those requirements. And I want to avoid having 20, 25 conditions of approval. If we can keep this less than double digits, I can see approving this with conditions. Hannah, do you have less than 10? Let me just ask you, do you think you have, a reasonable number of conditions that, we're not going to end up having a couple dozen conditions?
It's a long list. And I could work after this meeting. We can work on the comments with Scott and Donnie, I
Okay.
think. But it's quite a list. Most of them are
Okay.
minor, but it exists, those are, yeah. I'm scrolling now, and I think we had like 20 pages, and there is like at least one or two on each sheet. So,
Okay. I want to get this approved, Scott and Donnie.
us
But
too.
I don't want to have 40 conditions. It gets ridiculous trying to keep track of how you're meeting those conditions of approval after we approve you. It sounds like they're well over double digit number of conditions just from planning. Conchetta has her comments. I don't want to force submittal for this, but I just don't want to. It becomes very difficult to manage those number of conditions once we.
Jay, I'm not even sure how we manage those conditions on after you sign up for the site plan, because that means there's no review as far as that goes being done. We're trying to trust that DFT comes out as clean, as perfect as we can, and not revisit the whole plan again.
Well, once it gets approved with conditions, then the applicant is supposed to submit. Well, they don't. They are.
But
They
they
submit.
don't, and I wouldn't know. And that's the problem. I wouldn't know if you gave conditions because not on the plans.
Well, by the time they submit for building permit, any kind of conditions that were required from their site plan admin should be reflected on their building permit. But aside from that, we will sometimes approve site plans with conditions, but it needs to be a manageable number. They do get reviewed by those DFT staff, but it just gets very difficult to manage when we have dozens of conditions. So I'm going to elect to go ahead and do you think you guys think you can get a revised submittal before March 20th?
We will, I mean, addressing the comments, I think, yeah, that's doable.
Okay.
I will say, just for clarification, I think with the revised landscape plan, there are a lot of comments, but they pertain to landscape. And so I think if there's a sidebar with the landscape designer and staff, I think most of those go away. Architecturally speaking, I think that we can address. I think we have like three or four, and correct me if I'm wrong, of course, but I think those are all manageable with a one-on-one as well.
Okay,
Yes.
and it's really semantics what we're talking about here, because if we approve you the conditions, you got to address those conditions regardless. But we have to create a notice of decision with all these conditions if we do approve you today. And it's easier, I feel, to get these comments addressed if we have a ton of comments before we approve you. So let's go ahead and defer you. Is March 20th fine with you, Scott and Donnie?
Yeah, it's
Okay.
fine with me.
Okay. And we probably at this point you don't have to show up on the 20th, particularly if we, if you address all of our comments. But we'll get you on the 20th, and if we'll need a supplemental submittal by ideally as early as possible. But for sure by Friday, what would that be? Friday, March 15th at noon.
Yeah, March
So,
15th, yeah.
but preferably for a site plan like this with a lot of landscaping comments that Conchetta and Hannah have to review, the earlier they can see that, the better. So let's go ahead and defer you to March 20th.
Okay.
All right. Conchetta, you good with that? Anybody else from DFT? Are you?
I'm almost floored because if I have a list of conditions, they need to be on the site plan. What's the point of approving a site plan if it's a condition? And usually the condition is refer back to the approved site plan. So that's the only condition I would do is so when the persons are out in the field doing their final inspection, they're going to be working off the approved document, not some sort of conditions, add this, take this out, change this. It's got to be exactly correct in the approval.
For site plan, just for the record, for site plan admins, Conchetta, we're typically talking about recorded IIA based on an infrastructure list. I don't think that's,
Well,
is
that's
there
in
any?
our conditions, though. I'm not talking about those type of conditions because that's going to be the
Okay, you're
standards
talking
on
about
site.
on the plan set.
I'm talking about the plan site. If your landscaping has got all the conditions on it, it ain't going anywhere because the guy in the field is going to look at whatever's been approved and that's what he's going to accept. And there's going to not any connect to say, oh, but change this and change that. It's got to be exactly right as per plan. The other things you condition, that's fine. I don't care. But at the end of
Yeah,
the day,
that's
we need
typically
those
what we
things
condition,
correct.
like putting the project and application numbers on the site
Yeah,
plan,
that I don't
getting a
care.
recorded IIA to us, so that type of stuff.
Yeah,
Yep.
no, as long as you're not conditioning the site plan, I'm fine, or landscape
Yeah,
plan, I'm
and that's
good.
why we're deferring this. We'll get this hashed out, and hopefully they can get us a revised submittal. And again, I gotta stress the kind of comments we're talking about, guys. Please get us a revised submittal before the Friday noon deadline. Get it to us, with a week, Ideally, I'd say by Wednesday, give us a week to review this, ideally. And
Okay.
this is an informal meeting. If you need to defer later, get it submitted later, that's fine too. We're talking about, you're gonna need to get a landscape architect involved with this and get it, and get it drawn up and so just give us a heads up too if you don't think you can make that date.
Will do.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to get with the landscape architect and I'll let you know.
All right, thanks guys.
All right, thank you.